Let's get some more details on this. Greg Mayer is the DC incident controller. Greg, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Barry.
What can you tell us about conditions?
As your listeners would probably appreciate, today's been one of our warmest days to date this year. Conditions are very dry. We've had a hot day on it and we've got a reasonable breeze pushing the fire to the south.
When will fire crews and water bombers be at the fire?
Fire crews are on site now and have commenced work. Water bombers are a little bit a rarity at the moment. There's a number of other fires around the southwest, and we do have a water bomber available to this fire near Nanna. And as soon as other aerial resources become available, we'll redirect those to Nanna as well.
What are fire crews telling you about this blaze?
It is burning quite willingly. It has burnt south of the Blackwood River, so it's moving into some quite difficult terrain to access for the fire crews. We can't run machinery north and south of the river, across the river, so that poses some access difficulties in the first instance. But importantly, I guess, Barry, this fire has got the potential to burn into some rural subdivisions just to the west of Nanup, and that's of grave concern to us.
Is there an immediate threat to any homes or property at the moment?
Yes, there is. The fire has burnt through some properties that are a bit further out to the west from the subdivision area called Archdall Estate. That's really on rural land. There are some structures on that land, and the amount of dwellings increases as the fire progresses towards the east, towards Nanna, and that is a concern.
What about road closures? We're saying roads in the area are likely to be closed. Have you got any more details?
Look, we're still working on that. Our priority has been on raising the alert and making sure that people are safe, people on those properties are safe, and getting them out of the path of the fire. We are likely to put some road closures in place, and people should stay tuned as to what those closures could be. Yet to be confirmed, but a closure could affect the Brockman Highway south of Nanna.
We understand there is an evacuation or relocation point has been set up at the Nanup Recreation Centre. What do you know? Do you know anything about numbers heading there?
No, early days yet, Barry. The Shire, supported by the Department of Child Protection, have established that facility there. And at this stage, I couldn't tell you how many people have taken that opportunity.
Any ideas how this fire might have started?
Very early days, but we understand there may have been some previous burning being conducted on private property, but really not sure about that. Our priority is, as I said, making sure people are safe and trying to contain this fire.
Greg, just remind us of the wind conditions that firefighters are facing there.
A fairly brisk north-northwesterly wind, warm breeze we've had most of the day. We're likely to have that continue for several hours yet. And there's perhaps no sign of a cool change and the situation abating slightly overnight, but not truly until late tomorrow.
Okay, Greg Mayer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry.
Well, Greg Mayer, who is the DC incident controller. So there'll be another update there for that emergency warning, the bushfire for properties west of Nanup, and also that watch and act for people in the greater area west and southwest of Nanup. That'll be coming up for you on the quarter hour.